Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden says his primary goal is implementing all of the legislation that Congress passed since he took office. NPR's Tamara Keith reports that Biden has also announced plans to create what he's calling the Invest in America Cabinet.
Biden says he's bringing together half a dozen cabinet secretaries and two top advisors, Mitch Landrieu and John Podesta, and charging them with making sure the infrastructure, computer chip, and climate investment programs created by Congress are rolled out effectively.
And they're going to come up with a plan how we implement all that we've done. It's one thing to pass it all. Now we have to make sure we're ever on it every single day, not a joke. Implementing so people can see what we've delivered, give it to them directly.
He said he hopes these programs will spur investment and create jobs in parts of America that have been passed over by earlier economic booms. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
The parents of Memphis motorist Tyre Nichols say they've seen a video of his violent arrest days before his death earlier this month. The public will get to see those images on Friday. Five officers claim Nichols suffered a medical emergency during a January 7th traffic stop. Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy says those five now face charges, including second-degree murder.
These are the same five officers who were previously or recently terminated by the Memphis Police Department. They are currently in custody.
Mulroy says the officers played different roles during the arrest but are directly responsible for Nichols' death. The matter is being investigated by the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations, the Justice Department, and the FBI. Enrollment in the Affordable Care Act marketplace hit another record in 2022. Enrollment spiked by roughly 13%. As Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville reports, the gains were even bigger in states that have refused to expand Medicaid.
ACA enrollment is up by a full third over last year in Texas. And along with Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina, it makes up most of the additional 1.8 million people who bought plans for 2023 over last year. Cynthia Cox of the Kaiser Family Foundation says the geography lines up with the economic need.
Of the people who are eligible for free plans, most of them are concentrated in those states. So I think that that really does underscore that, you know, when you make plans affordable and when you make sure that people know about that, then people will come to the door.
More generous subsidies were extended for this year, meaning most people who might qualify for Medicaid in other states that expanded the program could get a marketplace plan for free. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street following Thursday's gains. This is NPR News. Former Trump attorney John Eastman is facing multiple disciplinary charges in California. Eastman faces 11 counts stemming from allegations that he was a lead architect of former President Trump's efforts to overturn his defeat in the 2020 election. The California Bar Association is seeking to have Eastman disbarred. Arab governments are condemning an Israeli raid that killed 9 Palestinians at a refugee camp. NPR's Ayub Batrawi has more from Dubai.
The United Arab Emirates, which is rapidly deepening ties with Israel, has called on Israeli authorities to rein back escalations in their military campaign. Israel says it was attempting to thwart militant attacks. Qatar called the operation brutal and heinous and part of a broader pattern of crimes against Palestinians. It said Israel has become more reassured than ever of impunity. Saudi Arabia and others also condemned the raid, while Jordan and Egypt warned of a wave of violence that could ripple through the region. Since the start of this month, at least 29 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli troops in the West Bank. Aya Batrawi, NPR News, Dubai.
A group of current and former police officers in Haiti is protesting conditions for law enforcement there. The unrest follows the killings of 10 police officers, allegedly by Haitian gangs. The UN estimates that 60% of Port-au-Prince is controlled by gangs who've expanded their territory since the 2021 assassination of President Moïse. This is NPR News.